Hello, everybody, and welcome to the beginning of DestoProds.com TV Movie Month. Woo!
Yay!
Anyway, if you saw the post, when I, if you saw the schedule that I posted for this, then you would know that this month we're going to be watching movies that are either based on or set in the same universe of TV shows.
I just
Most of them.
realized I should have picked the Doctor Who movie.
Yeah. And I just realized that most of these are just continuations of TV shows or a story within the universe of the TV show, not actually just based on, except Blues Brothers, kind of. Anyway, yeah, so today we're going to be watching Transformers the Movie. This is the 1986 animated feature, not the Michael Bay monstrosity. So yeah, I'm your host, Dead Man. Joining today we have Bovion
Hello.
and Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
Onciest is off having a hat, I guess.
What?
He has a hat.
Yeah, he does have a hat. That is true.
He's that guy with a hat. Drank my water. Hope you all enjoyed that. So
Getting
anyway.
talky.
So anyway, we had the movie paused at 17 seconds. I almost said 21 seconds for some reason.
Because that's what it's been for, like, how many movies now?
Four, this thing. Well, three actually, because the first one didn't have.
Right.
The first one was just boom. So anyway, yeah. So we have this movie paused at 17 seconds. This is, you should see the Marvel Pictures, I believe, Marvel Productions or something. There should be two logos on screen. One that's MP and one that's just a big orange thing. And then as soon as those go away, and the screen is black, then you hit pause. And that's what we'll be starting. So we hit play, then you should start seeing space stuff. So yeah, as always, we're going to be watching these on VLC Media Player. So Bobby-Wan, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Space.
Space, the final frontier.
I like space.
I'm waiting for You've Got the Touch to come on.
And oh god, someone's trying to eat that planet.
It's
That's
so
Omicron.
realistic.
That's Omicron, right?
Unicron.
Unicron.
I've watched this movie recently.
Yeah, I've
Well,
never
not
watched any of the old.
recently.
I've never watched any of the old Transformers stuff.
That looks like a crappy planet.
Well for us, yeah, but for robots. And why are there lady robots? What the dick?
I didn't know
Exactly.
robots had genders.
I didn't know robots did science.
Of course they did science.
No, I knew science was used to create them, but I didn't know they did science.
No,
Oh God.
they were organically created robots.
Unicron.
We could not see that coming until it was viewable by the naked eye.
Yeah. Oh no, it's trying to anus us. I saw an AMV of this actually. It was part of AMV. It was part of AMV Minis, I think. Nom 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 nom. I had to stop to yell that to you. Wait. Why do they need to get to the ships? They're robots. Can't they survive the vacuum of space?
But they can't escape the orbit of the planet.
Science.
They have jets in their ass.
But do you? Do Oh Nom. Nom.
Dick?
Just like you need a cracker.
Okay, what the fuck is Unicron? And
I
was
thought it
that
said
Cybertron? Now,
unicorn.
80s music.
The only 80s song ever existing, apparently.
According to Transformers, yes.
Yeah, oh God, space anus. Now we're in 2001.
Oh, that just reminded me of the old school equalizer cool video things that would go to the beat.
Eric Idle? Aww.
Yeah, Eric Idle's in this.
Fuck. Judd Nils. Leonard fucking Nimoy! Woo! That is logical. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is! Yay!
I'm surprised Orson Welles is in this.
Yeah, a lot of people you wouldn't expect to be in Transformers were in this movie.
Like Eric fucking Idle.
And yet, look at the casting for the Michael Bay movies.
Yeah. Wait, what? Those planets look really close to each other. Oh, they're moons. Okay.
They're moons.
Okay. Is that Starscream?
This is their equivalent of Chinese labor.
Wait, is that Laserbeak? Oh, hey, he's not Scottish. Deceptive chops. I feel like we needed to have actually seen anything of the show to get what this movie's talking about.
I got enough of it. They need energon cubes for everything.
Yeah.
Although we never see them use them for anything.
That. Oh God, that's a person.
Yeah, that's Spike. My parents' cat is named after that character.
Is he a Witwicky?
There's no Witwickies in this.
I remember looking up shit about the Transformers mythos, and Witwickies were actually part of the original stuff.
Well, maybe they are Witwickies, but the kid's name is Daniel, not Sam.
I didn't say, is that Sam Witwicky? I said, is that a Witwicky?
I'm not sure.
Well, and there goes one of... Okay, I'm positive that's Laserbeak. It's one of Soundwave's tapes.
Yes, it is.
Confirmed.
Yep. Yeah. If you're gonna be fucking passive-aggressive about it...
Did that just turn into a video cassette and then turn into a boombox?
It turned into a tape cassette and he turned into a boombox.
Wow.
Yeah, that's,
yes, this that's is the technology of the future.
Yeah. Boomboxes and cassette tapes.
Hells yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the first where Megatron turns into a fucking gun. Turns into a Walther P-38. Oh, shit!
Girly wait. Explosions!
Wait, shouldn't that have opened it to the... Shouldn't that have opened shit up to the vacuum of space? Gun! Turned into a fucking gun!
Yeah, because fuck equivalent exchange.
Yeah. Oh, God, what? What? When did this turn into heavy metal?
Wow. He's got quite the good compression field, I gotta say.
Yes! want a hug.
Don't hump my leg.
Yeah. Bad dog.
No, worse than my dog, my mom's dog back home. Stupid Scotty.
What?
That sounded awfully... They're seeming a lot like a couple.
Yeah. Especially with that color scheme. I'm guessing that's what a lot of this is going to be.
Just throws the fucking fish back in. Just get the fuck off of this land. Get back in the water.
So now he's riding the trap our waves. Come on, do a cutback drop turn.
That transformation was the Transformer equivalent of a zip.
Yeah, how's that for a whopper? Okay, seriously, is this just like an 80s music video?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, I know the TV show was essentially just a commercial for the Transformers toys. But is this just a commercial for the Transformers toys and like all the music of the 80s?
Not all the music. About halfway through, it defaults to one song that they play about 12 times.
You got the touch?
Yeah.
Lasers! Fuck you, you Starscream, you asshole! God, some of the sound effects in this movie. The animation looks awesome. Hey, it's funny because that's actually called Autobot, not an Autobrat.
It's the best music video ever.
Yes. Wait, was that an Insecticon?
Do they grow old?
I don't know. Like, do they have, like, firmware updates? Because, like, I read, like, from, like, some of the Extended Universe stuff, I saw steampunk Autobots. Like, the same Autobots, but they were steampunk. And did you turn on a microscope?
Telescope, I think?
No, he had a table on him for...
A distinct tactical deficiency.
Wait, how are you guys outnumbered? They brought 5 guys in a spaceship. You have a city.
Because they're always unprepared. Shut up, Blur.
Wait, that's the Micro Machine Man.
Lipstick.
Yeah, because she's lady.
She's even moving ladily, like, what the hell? And why is her body curvy instead of blocky?
Because ladies, shut up, it was the 80s. All 80s ladies look like that no matter what they were.
Robot, bunny, whatever.
Yeah. Shut up, Starscream, seriously.
Starscream, nobody likes you.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck if you are immortal. Because Starscream's actually immortal.
Maybe in some universes, but not in this he ain't.
Nah, his spark is immortal. Like, anytime he dies, his spark lives on, and they can possess other machines with it. If death
Their
battle is to be believed.
Their city turns into weapons.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, my city's a gun. The fuck you got?
Defenses.
Yeah.
What?
That wall. That's a defense, the wall. Insecticons.
Wow, their blasters won't go through it, but they made little bugs that will just gnaw through it.
They're big bugs. Synth. Oh god, that would... Yeah, oh.
I don't know even what to say about this movie. There's just so much shit going on at once.
Yeah, it's hard.
This is not an easy one to comment on.
Yeah. I'm the black one. I'm a boombox.
A transmitting boombox. Whoa.
Yeah. Who's somehow able to transmit across large space, large, like, somehow, like, able to transmit across huge sections of space without any delay.
That just reminds me of Doctor Who now. The old series. Oh my god! Shitting our cassette tapes!
Yeah. That's Soundwave's thing. Yeah. Really taking what? Really taking what? It's funny because nuts have shells.
It's kind of inconvenient to be a giant robot when you're dealing with your run-of-the-mill robots.
Yeah. Tape deck! Tape deck! Tapes! Tapes! Fuck! Wait, was that a dog versus a guy with a gun?
Yeah.
Burnt out toast ovens. No one wants to be that.
Oh, I love this guy. I love the Micro Machine Man. Oh god, that's... Oh Christ, that is... Wait. You're telling me they don't have a robot that turns into a launcher? Yeah. I am a person. I'm going to help too. Go, guys. I'm here for moral support. Oh, no. He's actually going to fucking push it.
Mm-hmm.
He's much more useful than Sam Witwicky.
He does just go, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
It's like
Geet's got a fucking rocket board.
Oh, Constructicons. Do they have testicles?
No.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when the robots like join forces like that, is one of them in charge of like all their consciousness go into one being?
They download each other's files.
So they just all have different parts of the RAR file and just unRARs?
Something like that.
I'd say it becomes a completely separate consciousness.
It was just kept in 5 different RAR files. Yeah, it's gonna be one of those days.
Fucking Dinobots.
Oh yeah, Grimlock's the one who turns into the T-Rex.
They can't give them more advanced, you know, speech. Your speech level can go up, guys. You know? Vocabulary, grammar.
Did you just fucking see that? His eyes went cartoon and literally popped out of his head for a second.
Yep.
Yes, destroy Devastator from keep him from destroying the city by destroying the city with him.
This is the logic of the Autobots.
Yeah. You got the touch. Touch.
And that's play number one.
Yep, take a shot.
So what is he going to do as a transportation truck?
Go faster.
Impressive.
And run fuckers over.
And remember, his trailer serves no purpose and magically appears and disappears.
No, isn't this trailer, like, have his guns in it or something? Or is that
That's a Michael Bay thing.
Okay.
See? Now it's gone.
Yeah. And it will never It'll appear be seen again, again
if he transforms.
Yeah. That's actually just his anus. And one shall sit down in that comfy chair over there. Starfleet just like, dibs! Come on, dude, turn into a gun.
But then who will shoot him?
He'll shoot himself.
Yeah, don't help him in the death match that decides the fate of the solar system.
Oh, God. Don't you hate it when you get some city in your kidney? God, you knocked a scope off. Zzzz. Come on. Use Lightning Edge.
It's a robotic wrestling match.
Yeah. Oh, and Optimus has turned it around on him, and oh, head first onto the mat.
You have Jeez. The crazy female being like, "Kill him!"
Yeah, it's like, oh, looks like Optimus is going for the killing shot. He is a Decepticon.
Would just say, "Fuck that noise and shoot him."
Yeah, he is a Decepticon. He was deceiving you. Oh,
why
Christ!
Did he shoot?
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Hot Rod. You just killed Optimus Prime.
Yeah, and he's fucking Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I mean, he's only going to die like five more times. Then, nope, fuck you. Kill him! It's like, I call dibs on his ass. Shit's chrome, son.
I'll forgive you if I live.
God damn it, Starscream.
God, it's Dr. Claw or whatever it is. Or the Claw.
Wait, what? He turned into a locomotive? What?
Choo-choo. I like trains.
Look, and one of his tape decks is carrying my Megatron's scope. Yeah, he turned the tide of this one battle, which... Yeah, okay. Astro train? It's a space train?
Fucking space train.
Wait, why does Optimus Prime have a heartbeat? It's a fucking microscope.
Why? He's a robot.
Why not bring in Ratchet? Or he's med guy, right? That wasn't just a Bay thing?
I think he's observation guy.
I think there was actually a Ratchet.
Yeah, I know there was a Ratchet. I'm just wondering if he's actually med guy.
Wow. Autobots have a religion. I now side with the Decepticons.
Well, too damn bad.
Why don't they just download him into a computer and then make him a new body?
Shut up. Yeah, that's his soul. I believe.
Yeah,
or is that the Matrix?
That's the Matrix of leadership.
I thought it was a spark.
No.
It's a geode.
Wait, so now Hot Rod is the one in charge?
No, Ultra Magnus.
Oh, but he touched it, then like it went bleh.
Yeah, that was it saying, please God, don't keep me with Hot Rod.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah. Fucking Judd Nelson.
Hooray!
It's like, it's like one of their like one of their things fails. Like, whoopee, he's dead. It's like, what's wrong with you? I don't fucking know. I'm on RoboCrack.
What?
Yeah, when Autobots die, they lose their color.
How? When their shrapnel that gets like through blown science off their body, like still has color when it's on the ground.
Because they're still alive.
So all those bits that were on the battlefield have now gone gray.
Probably.
Then why is he struggling if his bits can communicate with each other in the whole body? Like, why is damage matter?
Because it does. Shut up. So what, so they're racist?
No, they went against the damaged ones.
Yeah, but all the damaged ones were Insecticons. Yeah. Asshole! Because I threw him out the fucking window. I'm Krasomatic. Wait, they're turning into fucking Devastator inside a ship?
Fight!
Woo! Yep, and this is why you need Megatron.
Yeah. I think Astrotrain's just like, will you fuckers quiet down? Jesus! You are where you're inside me right now. There's
into the anus with you. Ah, that's creepy.
That's Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. Citizen Kane is a robot.
Oh my
time he talks, he blows it. Every time he talks, he blows everyone away.
From his anus.
Yeah, he talks out of his ass. Is he crying?
I don't think he could stop.
You used a gun, dude. You get to live, motherfucker.
Exactly! A new body!
Yeah, that thing is a fucking space anus. Look at that shit. Okay, now he's chrome.
He's being rebuilt.
Yeah. They have the technology.
He's Darth Vader.
Now he's in Tron.
Yeah. Welcome to the Game Grid program. Ah, shit. Wait. Wait, so Galvatron is Megatron?
Yeah, Galvatron is the rebuilt Megatron.
Okay. Where did they all come from?
The other guys that got tossed out.
There weren't that many.
He has a lot of shit up his ass.
Well, that didn't come out of his ass. It came out of his sides.
Well, he takes it in through his ass, and then he spews it in his sides.
He flies with his gun.
Also, he's Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, he is. Oh my god. Okay, so amount of time he's been king. 1/1000.
Why do the Decepticons need a fucking ceremony?
I don't know.
You do.
He was king for 40 seconds. I counted. He was king for 40 fucking seconds.
So why don't they make their bodies out of that crown or something like that? Because that survived his attack.
Yeah, but that crown was a part of him.
Perhaps it's also very weak to physical attack since he stomped it into oblivion.
Then they should have, like, an outer shell or an inner shell of, like, that stuff, and then have, like, the physical barrier on the outside. I'm smart.
They have sparks. Like, they have souls, and, I mean, like, Starscream's is immortal. Yeah. You should be more worried about where you're going. You should be more worried about where you're going. Up his ass!
I'm not satisfied yet.
Yeah. That's not
That's
fate.
That's on Earth.
Just showed up. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, this feels so much better than Preparation H. Fuck everyone else. I just want to get us out.
Wait, so why is all that debris? Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Oh no, man. All right, let's balance peace, bitch. So is some like that guy like Dr. Baxter Stockman, where he's just a head in a robot body?
No, he's a dude, no robot.
Okay. Oh God. I guess we see where his son. I guess we see who his son takes after. How did that explosion cause them to do one flip?
No, it quite enjoyed that, guys.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. Like, you bitches think a bomb can kill Orson Welles?
I would just like to point out, children's movies in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God! Oh God! Oh God! I knew I shouldn't have accepted that firmware. Yes, third-party software, man, has a lot of viruses in it. But odds are he's fucking dead.
Absolutely nothing. He's probably dead already.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got this plot convenient feeling.
I got this feeling that I've got the touch.
That only little boys can satisfy me with. Oh, hello, little boy. You'll do. What?
Wait, did that ship have a face?
Perhaps.
Wait, how did you fall? You just ran off of that fucking thing. Robosexual tension.
Zip.
Did he just say me nice brains? Damn, Dino. Why is it breathing fire?
Because it's a dinosaur.
They heard about Godzilla, the story, and they tried to replicate him.
Godzilla isn't a dinosaur. Is he?
No.
He's like science gone wrong. Or right, depending on how you look at it.
They're robots. They don't understand human shit.
How did he make... What did he make... There's just too many questions.
Aww.
God, he's like a dog. He's like a dog in every grandparent's ideal grandchild.
I love war stories. Perfect.
It's like,
through space.
Translation, if you help on this ship, I'm shooting you out the nearest airlock. Right, let's bounce,
I don't
bitch.
Yeah, that get in my grill.
You assholes! I'm gonna fucking kill you assholes! Wait, do
How
those
did you
ships...
forget about the only girl?
Wait, do those spaceships have oxygen?
Maybe. Not.
Like, robots don't need to breathe.
But they do need air to communicate sound waves.
It's sealed off from the outside, so there's enough air in there for one human to breathe for quite a while.
War stories. Oh, God.
I want to be a Jedi.
So, your eyes deceive you, Cat Rod. God, he's like that asshole friend you always had when you replayed war when he's winning you. He's just like, I'm winning. But the second you tried to like start doing things, he's like, time out.
Why is he pink?
Because he's hot, Rod. What did they do?
They inverted polarities.
Okay, wouldn't that have sent it back to the bad guys?
They reversed the polarity of the neutron flow.
Wait, the what flow?
It's
Did you just
Who
say
thing.
The neutron flow? Neutron as in neutral?
Yeah,
the
neutron
ones that have
as
no charge?
Neutron
hey,
as in
hey,
Doctor
hey,
Who.
You
want
to yell at that science? I was quoting Doctor Who there.
But there's no polarity in.
There is if you make it flow.
Yeah. If you make it going in one direction, then you reverse it, it goes in the other direction.
That's not polarity, though.
Didn't say polarity, it said reverse the neutron flow.
No, I said reverse the polarity of the neutron flow.
Okay, whatever, fucking. Yes. Everyone, eat your cyanide capsules! Get us off the detach a battle grid. Battle bridge!
I love purple. Wow, he really loves purple. Look at that.
Yeah.
Purple rockets, purple
fire.
Smoke, purple fire, purple ship.
I'm going to say it's probably Unicron who loves the purple, and the explosion was purple.
Not Decepticons, all the shit is purple. You know, don't like try to find a body or anything.
That was almost so wrong.
Yep. Boom. The planet of what? Jumba?
The Planet of Junk.
Oh, Junk. That's a Jamba. Oh, God. Why are there robotic fish?
Because someone hates everything that lives.
What is this?
A mad scientist went on a really crazy... What happened? What?
What?
How'd you get there? I'm preparing me some nice sushi.
I can't. Wait, why does a car work underwater?
Why doesn't it work underwater?
Because it's underwater. Oh, God.
Why is he producing bubbles?
How does the lightning from that thing not spreading throughout the water and killing everything?
Because water is actually a medium to low level conductor.
Not if it's salt water.
That's not salt water.
How do you know?
Everything would be
because
rusting.
Because the electricity is not being conducted through it.
Oh, God. Is a robotic squid shooting out oil a good thing or a bad thing?
Probably both.
Fix me, you asshole! If you can fix me a bit faster, I'd appreciate it.
And here's our beach scene.
Yep. Immediately after that cut back on that planet, Hot Rod started making out with Cub. Wait, why were they in the... What? Why?
Apparently they need repairs, so landing...
No, I got
harshly...
that, where the hell was Hot Rod and Cub?
Somewhere else. They were two different ships. It was two different ships.
Okay. Thanks for squeezing me between your robo boobs.
They were surprisingly squishy.
Of course I know how to operate advanced robotics.
Yeah. It's pretty much just plug and play. I'm Iron Man, bitch.
Well, maybe after a bender you're Iron Man.
So proper Iron Man.
No, let's say really drunk Iron Man.
So proper Iron Man. The good Iron Man
after shooting an 8-ball of heroin.
So proper Iron Man. Wait. No shit! That's why it's called the Junk Planet. Eric motherfucking Idol! Look at that facial hair. That is amazing facial hair.
It's like when they made this movie, they forgot that they don't have to put commercial breaks in.
Yeah. This might have been a made-for-TV movie. Or was this actually a theatrical release?
This is a theatrical release.
This movie's just over 80 minutes. How did they get a theatrical release?
I don't know. It was the 80s.
Fuck no! Yeah. But first, where's my robot penis? Where'd you put that?
It's in my ass!
It's still being used.
sup, bitch, puncher. Did he just reach into his penis?
Yes, he has a cock pouch.
He just gave him. He just gave them space juicy fruit.
Pretty much.
Oh Christ! Oh God! I have the hiccups.
What are those things supposed to be? They're like beetle,
robo
turtle, fish.
Robo things? Shut up, they're robots.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
My God.
The shark cons?
So, from what I'm gathering, 80% of the universe is robots.
Yeah. Seems like. So wait, what? So wait, they arrested them because they gave them food? Oh, dear Christ! Oh, hey, it's that motherfucker from the beginning of the movie. He also goes by Kane. God. I can't even do jokes anymore because I have hiccups.
Hey, look, it's the Japan demon.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, the innocent ones are thrown in with the shark robots, as opposed to the guilty ones who were thrown in with the shark robots.
Hey, it's Swoop. Spike it.
Oh my God, it's so tiny. It's a lemming.
Well, he's not a bot.
The devil on your shoulder.
Is he a tape deck? I mean, he is a tape. What? Is he Dennis the Menace? Oh, that's Wheelie. Could you imagine if they, like, made this movie today? Like, did it with, like, the, like, did it with, like, the, like, Michael Bay, like, budget, but did it with, like, old school Transformers style, like, writing and mythology and stuff?
It would fail so
you know,
bad.
You know, did it make Wheelie a black guy? Had Grimlock talking like, me, Grimlock.
Not giving Devastator testicles.
Yeah. Not having Sam Witwicky. Or like, At least not having Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. It's like steroids, though. Daniel's my dick any smaller. Well, fuck. Wait, I just... What is, like... What must it be like for the Decepticons to have another Decepticon inside of them?
It's robot sex.
You just got shot in the dick, dude. Now I'm a fucking car, bitch. Shia LaBeouf ain't got shit on me, son. What is the power of the Matrix? Just pulling it. Ah, damn it.
Yeah, I think you meant to use that against Unicron. That seems like the obvious plot point.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, man! Like, oh, poor Ultraman. Poor Ultra Magnus. I hardly knew ye. No, thanks. I'll take a step forward so I don't get fall off. Boom! Sharkticons? What? That's not how cars work.
They have fucking maces on the end of their tails.
Yes, they do. Wait, they're making a whirlpool by driving?
Exactly.
Just ride that shit out. That sounds dirty. God, I like Cub. Just going around just fucking beating dudes with their own body parts. It's Cub, right? There's a Cub or Cop?
I think it's Cop.
Squishy.
Oh, it's the cup. Seriously, it's just like Autobot Dennis the Menace. Now we who?
Fuck that noise.
Yeah. Like, I retire. Okay.
Heels, yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with the giant robot dinosaur instead of the giant robot heads.
Is that what you call it?
Yep. Well, if it's not a ship, then it won't fly, so that's an important question.
Balloons can fly?
Elect who wants to have an orgy? Leaders. In fact, I vote Eric Idle.
Yeah, I mean, with that facial hair, how can he not be in charge? He's like the fucking biker gang. God. Yeah, this movie's pretty much like an amazing fucking, like, music video generator. Just beating her. Oh god, like those. Oh god, are they robo zombies? Did he just speak in commercials?
Maybe.
For a second, I thought the guy singing the song was Weird Al Yankovic. How do you knock out a robot? What the fuck? How does that fly?
Well, clearly with science.
Just sciences his way through space.
So am I the only one who's noticed Eric Idle's tick cannons?
And some new yellow motherfucker. It's like they've all gone on drugs.
Okay, they clearly spoke English before.
What?
Are you listening to the lyrics?
Something or be stupid.
So he was speaking in commercials.
Okay. Wait, they're just putting him back together? You could just do that? What the fuck did they do with Optimus?
Yeah. His spark died.
Why do I feel like I've been covered in? Why do I feel like I've been covered in splooge? Right there. I would just love to be in the booth watching Eric Idle recording all this.
That might even be more entertaining than the movie itself.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, that thing does not look very aerodynamic. Why is he putting it around a chain at his neck? Couldn't he just put it inside of him? No one knows how to use it.
It just needs a little bit of loving.
That's why it has a hole in it.
Oh.
Hey, you said it. Oh, God.
Didn't mean it that way. You just God. Have to cuddle it.
Oh God, this is really cool. This is really fucking cool. I'm a fucking planet and I turn into a robot. What the fuck you got, son? I want this toy. I want that toy.
He has fucking bat wings.
Fuck yeah. Because he's that awesome. He's Orson motherfucking Welles. Just fuck it, I'ma beat it. Oh no, shockwave! Wait, why is all that shit flying into the sky if he just hit it?
Because his anus is still sucking it up.
His head is his anus. Oh God, this is so fucking weird. And his guns, Megatron as a gun, still sounds fucking stupid. Oh,
Galvatron.
He just ate Galvatron. God, this is amazing. Well, fuck me! Oh, your dad's dead. He's currently working his way through Unicron's colon. Yeah. It spins? It fucking spins?
Yeah. Because why not?
And just into the eye.
Oh, this is that song from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, this isn't You Got the Touch.
No.
But is it the same guy?
Maybe.
A lot of 80s singers sound the same.
So yeah, we've reached the point in the movie when they're like, oh shit, we've run out of songs in our soundtrack.
Yeah. Like, we can only afford, like, 7 songs. Spent all our budget on animation and getting these top-name voice actors. Or top-name actors. For the price of 1 Eric Idle, they could have gotten their entire soundtrack. Like, a full, like, 20 songs. But no, they just wanted the Eric... Yep, and...
Then give him the Matrix.
Yeah. Then fake it. God. My throat hurts from watching this movie. Just standing on the fucking planet.
His eyes fixed.
It's a robotic dinosaur fighting a planet-sized robot. Only in the 80s.
They're like mosquitoes. You just can't fucking get them.
Yeah. It's like, where did I put that can of off?
Oh, that was him like, I think I have indigestion.
See, this is where I find the main problem with the Michael Bay Transformers movies. They never escalate to anything near this scale.
Yeah. Like they don't turn hard enough into it. Why was he filled with water?
That's not water, dead man.
That his bladder?
That's not his bladder, dead man.
Oh.
There we go.
I think the lighter and I are having a bad impression on you. Oh, God.
And that's where it's made.
So Unicron's splooge is made out of the deceased of fucking Autobots and Decepticons.
Makes sense. It's a big robot.
My egg, yeah. Exosuit is always packing, son. And he fails. His dad's dead.
Damn it.
Too bad you couldn't save anybody else. How can he hide that well? He's fucking pink.
And yellow.
Yeah.
And orange.
This shit kind of stands out against the uniform blue.
Blue and purple. Look at all that. Oh my god.
Oh god, okay. Why does he turn into a Walter P-38 anymore?
Because that was Megatron's thing.
So why does he turn into a different World War II gun? Or World War I era gun, or whatever the fuck... The Walter P-30 whatever came out.
He's choking him?
I guess.
Why does that work?
Because, shut up. Oh no, Eric Idle!
Not Eric Idle!
Yeah. Get the touch. Take a shot. And see? Called it. Yeah. Since he was the first one to touch it after it fell out of Optimus, he's the new leader. I can't tell if this music fits or not. Did nobody figure out to just put your fingers in the holes?
It's not something that would come quickly to a robot.
And what did that do? Did it just... Is it just, hey, open this other thing up and explosions.
This is what inspires Michael Bay. I have indigestion! Oh god,
my nipples, no!
He's tearing off his knees like,
This is awesome. It's so stupid, but it's amazing.
Bitch, I am the leader.
Yeah. Wait, so is the leader of the Autobots automatically a truck?
Yes.
So he can fit everybody inside.
Is it like the Red Ranger and the Power Rangers? Is if you're red, you're automatically in charge, and so in this one, if you're in charge, you're automatically a truck. And drive out his other eye.
Fuck.
Damn
my
it,
no. Eyes.
It's like, you assholes, why do you keep going after the eyes? His destiny.
You knocked my block off.
His destiny was to eat planets. For the next like 7 minutes, and then war's gonna start again because otherwise we'd run out of money.
So basically, Optimus Prime chose wrong.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, actually, we haven't really seen him do anything. Like, the only reason the mutual leadership worked for him is because he grabbed it by accident. And... Wait, so the moon of Cybertron is now Unicron's head?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That was fucking Transformers.
So he did Spike, Brawn, and Shockwave.
Yeah.
Same guy.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. This fucking movie. Yes, that was Transformers. Without a doubt, infinite times better than anything Michael Bay has ever done.
Yep.
Most definitely. Even if it is one giant music video
advertisement.
Like, it doesn't try to have... While trying less to have the story substance, it has more story substance.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
Yeah. Like, I imagine if I actually knew my Transformers shit and I was, like, watching the stuff that happened before this, I might actually get, you know, a bit emotional watching this Optimus die.
Oh, yeah, man. When Optimus dies,
yeah,
it's hard for me to hold back the waterworks.
Yeah. It's like Othello. Or something. I don't fucking know. It's, yeah, this is... Yep, so, that was fucking that. Yeah, so, that's gonna do it for this week. So, next week, we are going to be, next week, as TV Movie Month continues, we're gonna be watching the Drawn Together movie. Which was my
joy.
Pick, in case you couldn't tell. God, you guys are in for a, yeah. Yeah, so until next time on the Dead Man.
I'm Movie One.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
We'll see you guys later.